Sunny Bonani, and welcome back to the South African Crime News Podcast. This is where you get your daily dose of recent crime news across the country. I am Asisi Potema, and among today's headlines, an alleged suspect was arrested a few minutes after a hijacking occurred. Stay tuned for this and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Before we get into it, if you wish to advertise, do a promo, or have any type of query, feel free to email this podcast at podcastevergreen@gmail.com. On today's first story, an alleged suspect was arrested a few minutes after a hijacking. An alleged hijacker, aged 45, was arrested by the police a few minutes after he, together with his accomplices, allegedly hijacked a white Isuzu truck and robbed two victims of a large amount of liquor to the value of about 127,000 rands. The hijacking incident is said to have occurred on the 5th of September 2022 near Hazy View around 10:20 a.m. and the third suspect was arrested a few minutes later at around 11 at Maride outside Hazy View. According to the information, a 34-year-old man, together with his crew, are said to have been driving in a truck loaded with the said beverages along the R40 road on their official trip from Hazy View to Nelspruit. It is further said that when they reached opposite Numbi Park in Kipolsol, a group of about three armed suspects emerged and got inside the road. The suspects are said to have pointed the two firearms and instructed them to immediately stop the truck. Thereafter, the suspects went inside and then instructed the driver to head straight to the nearby bushes in Sand River, where upon arrival, they were locked at the back of a truck and their faces were covered with plastics. The suspects then reportedly offloaded the consignment of liquor into another vehicle, a silver Mahindra Bucky, and then fled the scene, leaving their victims behind with the truck. The police were notified about the incident by a tracker company, and the police immediately activated their resources, whereby the said Bucky was spotted at Jim Brown. Two suspects are said to have fled upon noticing the police from Calcutta to evade the arrest, but one was unlucky and he was cornered. The bucky was still loaded with the suspected stolen liquor. The male suspect was expected to appear at the Mkhuhlu Magistrates Court on the 6th of September 2022 on charges of being found of possession of suspected stolen properties, and he could possibly be linked to the other hijacking incident at Hazy View. The Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Daphne Manamela, commended the collaborative efforts displayed by the checking company and the SAPS members, which led to the arrest of the suspects as well as the recovery of their suspected stolen properties. "We are still in pursuit of the remaining suspects and we shall not leave the matter just like that until we have put all of them behind bars," said the general. Police operations in the Limpopo province led to the arrest of over 1,500 suspects. The ongoing simultaneous police operations conducted in the five districts of Limpopo have led to the arrest of 1,904 suspects for various offences. The operations were executed from the 28th of August 2022 to the 4th of September 2022. The suspects were arrested for offences that included murder, attempted murder, rape and other sexual offences, armed robberies, illegal mining, fraud, arson, malicious damage to property, possession of illicit cigarettes, possession of illegal firearms and ammunition, theft of motor vehicles, stock theft, possession of suspected stolen properties, dealing in drugs and possession of dagga, among other offences. During the arrests, the police seized firearms and ammunition, stolen motor vehicles, drugs such as crystal meth and cat, grams of dagga, nyawube, illicit cigarettes, and plants of dagga. Among the arrested suspects were two men aged 37 and 40 who were nabbed on the 4th of September 2022 for allegedly committing various offences of murder, robbery, housebreaking and theft of motor vehicle at Bela Bela, Soshanguve and Acacia. The suspects were arrested by the police from Bela Bela SAPS. On the 1st of September 2022, members of the Limpopo Flying Squad arrested two suspects aged 25 and 52 for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, a white Toyota Hilux, and contravening the Immigration Act along the N1 road towards Mokopane. Other two suspects, aged 24 and 35, were nabbed at Motimole by members of the Limpopo Highway Patrol for possession of stolen motor vehicle, a silver Toyota Hilux, and bribery on the 31st of August 2022. The members were patrolling when they noticed a suspicious vehicle which was stopped, searched, and tested. It was found to be reported stolen in Rustenburg during August 2022. On the 31st of August 2022, at around 11 a.m., members of the Limpopo Highway Patrol arrested two suspects aged 26 and 34 for possession of precious metals at an illegal mining site in Atok area. Two trucks were also seized. The operational teams included the Limpopo Highway Patrol, Tactical Response, Crime Intelligence, Provincial Organized Crime, detectives from provincial, district and station level, as well as members attached to police stations across the province. The Provincial Commissioner of the Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, welcomed the arrest and praised the police teams for continuing to do a stunning job in the fight against crime. The suspects have already started to appear in different magistrates' courts across the provinces. The operations are still continuing. In the Mpumalanga province, an accused was granted bail after appearing for possession of a stolen vehicle. Felicity Boitumelo Tswarelo Menyaiso, aged 31, was granted 4,000 rand bail after her court appearance at Komati Port Magistrates Court for the possession of a suspected stolen vehicle. She was expected to make her second court appearance on the 4th of October 2022. Her court appearance follows her arrest after she was found driving a vehicle with 1.5 million rands, which was reported stolen in Randburg in the month of August. Intelligence-driven information was received on the 1st of September 2022 that there was a white suspected stolen Lexus sedan with a Gauteng registration number plate en route to Lebombo port of entry, which was due to be smuggled out of the country. An urgent operation was set up by Limpopo Port of Entry Tracing Team on the N4 at about 11 a.m., which resulted in the arrest of the South African female driver who was with a Mozambican male passenger. The passenger was later released after preliminary investigation revealed that he was given a lift by the said woman. The Provincial Commissioner of Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Devni Manamela, has appreciated the work done in the fight against the smuggling of vehicles from the country into neighboring countries. The cry by our citizens regarding mass smuggling of suspected stolen vehicles from the country into neighboring countries has been heard, and the police, as well as other law enforcement agencies, are working tirelessly to deal with the situation. We further appreciate the people that are reporting such activities to the authorities, said the general. Also in the Mpumalanga province, two lives are lost in a neighbor's feud. The police in Mpumalanga condemned the double murder in Bontfontein outside Komati Corp on the 5th of September 2022 at around 1:59 a.m. According to information, a 41-year-old man was engaged in a fight with his 31-year-old neighbor, which led to fatalities to both neighbors who are reportedly known to be friends. The police received a call from the local hospital that two males, one with bruises on his face, fractured jaw and hand, and the other with hacked on his head with an axe, succumbed to their injuries. On the police's arrival, it was established that both victims as were neighbors and friends in Boschfontein. It is currently unclear what matter sparked the commotion, but a police investigation is underway. The Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Daphne Manamela, has regarded the incident as regrettable and appeals to community members to seek for professional help rather than to resort to violent behavior. Violence is not even a point to consider, especially among neighbors or friends who experience differences. The two deaths could have been avoided, said the general. The Gauteng Provincial Commissioner commends detectives from continuously leading quality investigations that lead to lengthy sentences in court. The South African Police Service remains resolute in the prevention, combating and investigation of serious and violent crimes in the province. The Provincial Commissioner of the Police in Gauteng, Lieutenant General Elias Mawela, has commended the detectives in the province for securing the recent lengthy sentences in court. Over the past weeks, detectives from various stations and provincial units have collectively secured 17 life imprisonment terms with over 1,100 years in prison for 51 accused in 40 separate cases. The charges on these cases include, among others, murder, rape, tampering with essential infrastructure, sexual assault, assault to cause grievous bodily harm, attempted murder, and trio crimes. On the 30th of August 2022, the Germiston Magistrates Court sentenced seven accused aged between 33 and 40 years old collectively to two life terms and an additional 450 years of imprisonment. The accused stood trial and were found guilty on charges that included murder, robbery with aggravating circumstances, attempted murder, unlawful possession of firearms and ammunition. All the sentences were ordered to run concurrently. On the 1st of June 2019, Xolani Beme, Beggy Zenzo Buthelezi, Khululekani Buthelezi, Ntokozo Khumalo, Kenneth Mabanga, Tladi Monaheng, and Pule Tsotsetsi robbed a local business in Roundabout. Two persons were murdered before the accused fled the scene with the baited goods. The case was assigned to Warrant Officer Isaac Langa, a detective based at SAPS Elsberg Detective Service. Langa immediately commenced with his investigation, which led him to the arrest of the suspects within a couple of weeks after the incident took place. Through an application of forensic techniques, meticulousness of Langa, a solid case was presented against the accused in court. In another case, the Pretoria North Court sentenced 34-year-old Guli Sithole to 15 years of imprisonment for tampering with essential infrastructure. Our detectives' unwavering efforts in court are an indication of our efforts in addressing the scourge of serious and violent crimes in the province. Quality investigation and commitment by our members will ultimately restore the community's faith in the South African police services, concluded Lieutenant General Mawela. In the Eastern Cape province, the confiscation of illegal firearms continued unabated in the Nelson Mandela Bay district. Unabated actions by SAPS members in the Nelson Mandela Bay district and the proliferation of illegal firearms and ammunition was yielding positive results as 11 firearms were confiscated during the week of the 29th of August to the 5th of September 2022. Most of the illegal firearms recovered is a result of intensified crime prevention patrols and operations, as well as police visibility in hotspot areas. Significant confiscations and arrests include: on the 29th of August 2022, at about 3:59 p.m., were patrolling in the gang hotspot area in Extension 22, they received information of a firearm lying in an open field around Extension 22. The members swiftly reacted and a Glock pistol and 10 rounds of ammunition was found. An inquiry docket was opened for further investigation. SAPS Battle Stop Crime Prevention members once again recovered another firearm on the 30th of August 2022. It is alleged that at about 6:45 p.m., members were patrolling when they noticed a male running into a shop in Imbuya Street in Arcadia. The members followed him, and after searching him, a 9mm pistol with 12 rounds of ammunition was found in his possession. The 28-year-old was arrested and detained on charges of illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. A third firearm was recovered on the 1st of September 2022 by SAPS Battle Stop Crime Prevention members when at about 9:50 p.m., the members noticed a suspicious male who, on seeing the police vehicle, swiftly changed direction and started running away from the approaching vehicle. The members chased him, and after searching him, a firearm and 5 rounds of ammunition was found in his pocket. He was arrested and detained on a charge of illegal possession of firearm and ammunition. On the 3rd of September 2022, when Public Order Policing and the anti-gang unit members were monitoring a funeral of a gang member in Kamesh, they heard the sound of a gunfire, and as they approached the cemetery, they noticed a male walking towards a white VW Jetta vehicle. The vehicle was searched, 2 firearms and 23 rounds of ammunition were recovered. No one was arrested, and an inquiry docket was opened for investigation. Also, on the 4th of September 2022, anti-gang unit members also confiscated 50 rounds of ammunition and a toy firearm at a house in Sable Street in Galvindale. All 11 firearms confiscated during the week were sent for a ballistic analysis. Nelson Mandela Bay District Commissioner Major General Vuyisile Lengata applauded the members for their unwavering and relentless efforts in ensuring that illegal firearms are taken off the illegal pool of criminals. "We will continue to stamp the authority of the state on criminals by destroying their illicit activities. Ensuring a safer community can only be better if we all work together to stop the proliferation of illegal firearms," added Major General Ngata. In the KwaZulu-Natal province, 2 suspects were to appear in court for human trafficking. On the 5th of September 2022, members from Durban-based Serious Organized Crime Investigation, Malden Police Station and Durban Metro Police arrested 2 suspects aged 31 and 37 for trafficking in persons as well as keeping a brothel in Malvern. The police received information about a female who alleged that she was held against her will in a certain house at Malvern, Durban. The police proceeded to the said house and the alleged victim was found. Preliminary investigations revealed that the said victim was allegedly lured by a female suspect to come and work in Durban. The male suspect allegedly paid her transportation fees, but upon her arrival, she was allegedly raped and kept in the house against her will. She managed to report the matter and sent her location to someone who reported it to the police. The victim was taken to a place of safety and both the suspects were placed under arrest. They were expected to appear in the Durban Magistrates Court on the 7th of September 2022 to face the above-mentioned charges. In the Mpumalanga province, a brave off-duty police official tackled an armed robber. An off-duty police officer's intervention led to the arrest of a 26-year-old business robbery suspect at Mhluzi Mall near Middelburg on the 5th of September 2022. It is said that the alleged robber and his accomplice got into one of the chain stores at Mhluzi Mall and robbed employees of 8 cell phones at gunpoint. Information at the police's disposal indicates that the suspects pointed employees with a firearm. They allegedly broke the glass door where mobile phones were kept. Upon seeing that, the off-duty police officer who was at the ATM left everything he was doing at the time and intervened. It is further said that the alleged robber then pointed the police officer with a firearm, compelling the officer to protect his life where he fired a shot, hitting the suspect on his left hand. As a result, the suspect dropped the firearm and took to his heels. Unfortunately, during the scuffle, a 32-year-old innocent passerby also sustained some injuries on his head but was rushed to hospital for medical attention. Community members pursued and apprehended the suspect, who was in possession of a firearm, and he was reportedly found still in possession of the suspected stolen mobile phones. It is said that in the process of his apprehension, he sustained some injuries in the hands of the community members but was later rescued by a CPF member. Members of the police from Hluzi were summoned to the scene, and the suspect was arrested and then taken to hospital for medical treatment. He is facing a charge of possession of suspected stolen properties and could possibly be linked to other robberies in the area. Upon investigation, it was also realized that the suspect's firearm was a toy gun. Meanwhile, the IPID were notified about the incident and they were to conduct their own probe into the shooting. The other suspect, who earlier vanished in Sutin Air during the time when his fellow got arrested, was also cornered and arrested on the 6th of September 2022. After members of the community informed the police that they spotted him in the mall. The 22-year-old suspect was charged with business robbery and was expected to appear in the Middelburg Magistrates Court on the 7th of September 2022 alongside the injured suspect, who faces the same charges but with an additional charge of possession of suspected stolen properties. The police could not rule out the possibility of linking the two to other criminal activities committed elsewhere, where more charges against them were expected as the investigation continued. The Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Daphne Semakaleng Manamela, has appreciated the commitment displayed by the off-duty member and thanked the members of the public for not folding their arms when they saw crime being committed in front of their eyes. We pride ourselves in the caliber and bravery of police officials like this one, who, in the midst of immediate danger, placed his life at risk for the safety of members of the public. 2 days back, we honored men and women in blue who in the past year paid the ultimate price. This should send a strong message to criminals that the SAPS will continue to dismantle their operations from every corner without fear or favor, said Lieutenant General Manamela. For a further update on the stories, please do follow the SAPS and our podcast on social media pages. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, this was the South African Crime News Podcast.